This is Afternoons with Simon Beaumont on 6PR.
Carmelo Arto is a friend of 6PR, and he's the CEO of the Breast Cancer Research Centre here in WA. And we see Carmelo around the place at different things. He joins us in the studio now. Carmelo, good to see you.
Wonderful. Thank you for that.
How are you travelling? Going all right?
Yeah, good, thanks. A lot's happening at the moment, so it's exciting times for you guys.
So you and I are just chatting off air. It can be a complicated area to understand. So our listeners might find this complicated or not know about until such time as someone in your family is diagnosed with breast cancer. Very distressing thing, no matter how old the person involved, whether they're male or female. It's a very complex area, and when you're confronted with it, you need treatment and you need to know about research, you need to know where to go, don't you? So kick us off with that. Talk to us about the breast cancer landscape, if you will.
Yes. Obviously, breast cancer is very common. There'll probably be about 17,000 women diagnosed this current year.
In WA or Australia?
Australia-wide.
In Australia, yeah.
A lot of the time, you don't know until you need to know.
Mm-hmm.
What I mean by that is a patient gets diagnosed, particularly the fact that with the increased awareness, there's a lot younger women coming through.
Yes.
And it's a very steep learning curve
mm-hmm.
at a distressful time.
Yes. Okay.
So it's stressful.
Not only for the person who has it, but for their family and support crew.
It's a stressful time for patients, partners, and children.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so the focus tends to be on the patient
mm-hmm.
and sometimes their partners and the children get sort of lost in the system in regards to asking for help or getting appropriate help.
Okay. So there are high-profile foundations like Glenn McGrath's, which, you know, we see during the summer during the Sydney test. There's the Purple Bra guys. There are a number of charities around, some of them more high-profile than others. Where does the Breast Cancer Research Centre fit into all this, Carmelo?
We're clinician-based. We're Australia's busiest breast cancer research unit.
Okay.
We're currently running 31 active trials.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of that is in the metastatic or advanced breast cancer space.
Mm-hmm.
So what that actually means is that in the last 20 years, the five-year survival rates of breast cancer have improved from low 70%. To now it's about 91%. So research makes a big difference.
Okay. And is that also because of early awareness or awareness and early detection?
Early detection is crucial to good prognosis. The earlier the better.
Yep.
But where we are in the scheme of things, we're global players
mm-hmm.
on the breast cancer research and treatment space.
Okay.
What I mean by that is at least 17 of the trials we've been involved in has enhanced breast cancer treatment worldwide.
Okay.
So from a research and treatment perspective,
mm-hmm.
we're major players.
You do have a point of difference. We're not going to spend a lot of time being disparaging of some of the other causes and some of the high-profile things that we hear and see about. But what's the point of difference with you guys, with the Breast Cancer Research Centre? I think you hinted at it there. It's about research and treatment and detection, isn't it?
Yes, yes. Essentially, because we do so much research, our operating expenses are covered by the research.
Yep.
So any donations that we get actually go into additional patient services.
Okay.
What that means is oncology fellows, we're approved to do the final year of a medical oncologist training,
mm-hmm.
and they beef up our research and also added benefit to the patients. More breast care nurses, and we're also about to open up, develop psychological services, breast cancer-specific psychological services for patients, partners, and children.
All right. I'm talking to Carmelo Arto. He's the CEO of Breast Cancer Research Centre of WNA. As I say, a friend of ours here at 6PR. We've seen him doing different things over the years. Carmelo, you've got a new centre opening in about 10 months' time. Tell us what that will look like and where it'll be and what that'll mean for West Australian men and women.
Essentially, we're looking at about a May 2020 opening date.
Mm-hmm.
And what that's all about is, from a patient's perspective, what is the best model to achieve best outcomes?
Okay.
So obviously a gold class treatment, additional access to research, which then allows our patients to sometimes get access to next regimes of treatment
mm-hmm.
3 to 5 years earlier than available to the general public,
mm-hmm.
but full support services. So we'll have a clinical psych in the building.
It's bricks and mortar. It's a physical building, is it?
Yes, yep. Yes, okay. Yes. So the building is being built currently on the Hollywood Hospital site.
Okay.
So we'll move from the front of the Hollywood to a bit further back.
Mm-hmm.
And the shell of the building should be finished around February, and we should have patients in there by May.
Okay. Which will change, as you said, because of the holistic nature of the way you guys approach it, your funding comes in through research. It does enable you to get a little more bang for your buck, a little bit more grunt into treatment and education and support for these families that you're talking about. Very distressing time for people. We should chat again, mate, shouldn't we, when you're getting ready to open up?
Oh, we should. We should. No, it's great to have everything under the one roof,
mm-hmm.
and we're also going to have things like radiation oncology downstairs so patients can get most done on site as well as the support they need. But at the very least, we'll be their go-to people for whatever they need.
Carmelo, if people want to find out a bit more about the Breast Cancer Research Centre, where do they go?
If you go to the website, Breast Cancer Research Centre WA, there's lots of resources for support, but also give you updates on what's happening, and there's plenty happening. So it gets updated pretty regularly.
Always good to see you. Thank you for coming into the studio today. We'll catch up as the centre gets a little bit closer, and we'll let our listeners know because it's for those of us who've got predominantly, you know, girls and daughters and women and mums and grandmums in our lives, it's important we know where to go should this diagnosis land. Thanks, Carmelo. Good to see you.
Wonderful. Thanks very much for that.
Good on you. Carmelo Arto from the Breast Cancer Research Centre in WA. He's the CEO. Thanks.